For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. New York City's controller Scott Stringer released a report today which shows the extent to which public schools in New York City are overcrowded. That's one-third of city schools overcrowded in 2012. According to parents, it hasn't gotten better. Students are being taught in trailers and hallways throughout the city. Some students are having lunch at 9:30 in the morning because of overcrowded conditions. The report looked at 59 of the most overcrowded schools. They are 133% to 239% over capacity. 49,099 students are enrolled in schools which have seats for 30,012 students. Stringer's audit found that the Department of Education's Division of Space Planning and Office of Portfolio Management were supposed to ease overcrowding, and they were supposed to track whether recommendations to reduce the overcrowding had been implemented or not. But Stringer says under the Bloomberg administration, these two departments failed to do their jobs. He says the department should maintain better records on classroom crowding and on the effectiveness of efforts to address the problem. Schools Chancellor Carmen Farina says the de Blasio administration is working to combat overcrowding. She says the city's 2015 to 2019 capital plan will add tens of thousands of new classroom seats.